Chapter 42.
High Lord Warcon was rather proud of himself. This political system was so easy to manipulate. One could be physically weak, even unable to use the force at all, and still rise to power based on being popular and gathering enough beings in one's corner. There were loopholes everywhere, if one knew where to look. And like a pack of Anubas, Sith excelled at finding weaknesses and using them to destroy. What Roki Kem wanted to do was not only fairly easy, it was even legal. The Senate had the ability to appoint whomever they chose as interim chief of state until such time as a formal election could be held. Warcon had persuaded the Senate to appoint Padnal Ovan a short time ago. All he needed to do was introduce the motion to appoint Roki Kem instead. With the Jessar's charisma, fame, and path of goodwill she left everywhere she went, as well as his own resources, he would easily be able to get the three-quarters majority necessary to replace Ovan. Then it was on to making her beloved Queen of the Stars, whatever that meant. Warcon would, as he always had, handle that as he came to it. If all went according to plan, and there was no indication that it wouldn't, he would secure the position of Chief of State for Roki Kem by the end of the day, which would definitely win him favor in her eyes. Warcon had admired and respected Lord Vol, but he had to admit he was enjoying the new turn of events. The current chair of the Senate, a Chagrian named Nensu Katik, stepped forward and read the agenda. Warcon sat with his eyes closed, extending himself in the Force, letting it flow through him and carry him to touch each Force presence in this vast chamber. He listened, and when the last item was read and the chair inquired if there was any further business to be put before the Senate, he rose.
"May it please the Senate,"
he said, fighting the desire to use the Force to make his voice carry and relying solely on technology.
"I have urgent business to place before this Senate immediately."
The chair frowned.
"The chair recognizes the Honorable Senator Suldar from Benish."
Warcon inclined his head and moved his hover dais forward. He thought, not for the first time, that with the lighting and the uniform color and shape of the daises, from a distance the Senate chamber looked like a massive scaled beast.
"It is established that in times of crisis, when an interim chief of state is in power, the Senate has the right, nay, the duty to challenge its leadership and put in place whomever this august body determines is best suited to navigate the crisis,"
Warcon said. He could hear the murmuring already and smiled to himself.
"We faced such a crisis recently, and it was I who put forth the motion to nominate an outsider whom I thought would bring a fresh perspective."
He looked around with mock regret.
"Unfortunately, I believe that this being, Senator Padnal Ovan of Clatooine, is not the right choice for this time. His connections with the Jedi and with terrorist activities, I had hoped he would overcome them. But with the recent murder of the acting chief of naval operations, the mourned death of our beloved Senator Faust Bramson, and the regrettable resignation of veteran Senator Haydnet Treen of Kuat, I believe it is clear that he is not the appropriate leader for such a time. I put forth the motion that we dismiss Senator Ovan and replace him with someone who still brings the freshness of an outside perspective, but who's proven herself a superior and beloved leader. I nominate Senator Rakari Kem."